We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
And the good Dr. Mike Hutchinson, Animal General, LaSalle Plaza in Cranberry, is with us every Thursday at this time. Doc, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Larry?
You traveling around? You here? You're always everywhere.
No, I'm here for a little while at least.
I cannot tell you how many times I think of you and conversations we've had about ticks in particular. Just in the long grass in the yard, I was thinking, I'm so conscientious of it now that I never would have even given it a second thought before. And this is an issue that has multiplied exponentially over the last few years here in the Pittsburgh region. Apparently, we're the tick capital.
Yeah, it's horrible. We have so many ticks. We didn't have a tough winter again. And the ticks survived that winter, and so it's a nightmare. We have them. I'm the same way. I go out and there's, you know, old leaves in the lawn and raking them up, and I'm thinking about how many thousands of ticks am I exposing myself to. And we all feel the same way.
And so Dave in Cranberry Township wants to know, Doc, do you know how long before Lyme disease symptoms begin if an infected tick has bitten my dog?
You know, it varies between the different tick illnesses. Lyme disease, for instance, might take 2 to 5 months for clinical symptoms to start after a tick bite. But that depends on how many bacteria are in that tick bite. And same thing, anaplasmosis and Rocky Mountain spotted fever and ehrlichiosis, which are other tick-borne diseases, can take, you know, 1 to 2 weeks for symptoms to come up. And the same thing, it depends on the animal's immune response. So, you know, if you suspect that there's symptoms in your dog, have them checked, because a lot of times even the exposure will cause us to treat the dog. And that's a discussion with your veterinarian. But so Lyme disease, to answer Dave's question, was probably about 2 to 5 months. That takes longer, but all depends on how many bacteria are in that tick's bite.
And I remember you talking about deer ticks and how many there could be on a deer or even a field mouse.
Yeah, they do estimates on this, and they say 500 per deer. This is an estimate, 500 per deer, 100 per rabbit, and 9 per field mouse.
Jeez.
Think about that. And it's just a nightmare. And it can be on birds, too. And birds, you know, fly all over the place. That's why you sometimes have people that, Dr. Mike, how did my dog get Lyme disease? He's in a concrete, you know, fenced-in area. There's no grass, and you're telling me my dog has Lyme disease. Well, you know, maybe a tick dropped off a bird. I don't know, but there's lots of ways they can get exposed.
Yeah, and I was thinking the other day that we never even had given this a thought as kids. But my practical question is, when you give a dog an anti-tick collar or medicine, how does that work?
So, unfortunately, it uses the dog or the cat as the bait. So when the tick bites them, the tick dies. And most of these ticks die within 18, or off the dog within 18 hours. They die fairly quickly. So these products work, and I highly recommend them because that helps protect us as well. I know we're using our animals as bait, but we don't have NexGard to take ourselves, or we don't wear tick collars. So it's I recommend year-round tick protection and flea. Almost all the products that take care of ticks take care of fleas too. So I recommend year-round protection in Western Pennsylvania.
All right, Laura and Tom and Robinson want to know, our dog was placed on a drug named Trilostane for his... Is that right? Did I say that right?
Yeah.
For his Cushing's disease. Will this drug fix the symptoms caused by the disease? And first, Doc, what is it, Cushing's disease?
Well, Cushing's disease, where the body is overproducing by the adrenal glands, which, you know, think of taking cortisone or prednisone. Our body needs that to survive. But if you get a tumor and it starts producing too much, then you get all of the symptoms of excessive cortisone, which is, you know, you get thirsty, you urinate more, you're drinking all the time, you're panting a lot. This is the dogs. They get thin skin. They get a big pot belly. The liver's working harder, so the liver gets bigger. And Trilostane is effective at alleviating those symptoms that causing the cortisol to be produced less by the adrenal glands, but it doesn't cure the dog. It helps to control that excessive cortisol production and then manage those clinical signs. And it's depending on the severity of that, it works really well. In some cases, it doesn't work as well, but you know, your veterinarian is very good at regulating that because that's a very common disease, unfortunately, in some of our dogs.
And Kathy and Levi and Jeanette want to know, is there any news on whether or not the mystery respiratory disease that caused all the pneumonia in dogs last year was identified? Do we have to worry about boarding our dog this summer?
Yeah, that's a good question. I get that a lot. So they never found a novel bacteria or virus, a single infectious cause among those cases. It was just like a really bad kennel cough situation, and some dogs developed pneumonia, and a few of those dogs across the country ended up dying. But they did not find a single cause. And the doctors, I think over in New Hampshire, they thought they found a mutated bacteria from the microbiome that may have been contributing to it, but it wasn't found all over the country in these cases. So maybe it's relevant as a co-infection. Maybe it contributed to some of those diseases. But no, they did not find a new cause. It's just this horrible respiratory complex. And you, the question about boarding, don't fear it. Just talk to the boarding kennel. They'll be honest about it if they have something going around. All the vets know when something's going around. And right now, we do not have anything going around like we did last fall and last summer. So don't fear it. You know, make sure you get your vaccines. They're going to require it before you go in and board. But that is something that I like that question. And no, we did not find a single cause for it.
Are we to be concerned about bird flu? We hear about it. It's made national news again. Is that an issue that we have to worry about or for our pets?
No, you know, it hasn't gone person to person yet. There have been a few people, individuals that, you know, in Vietnam and in Thailand that worked on those chicken farms where the birds got bird flu and it did transmit to the person and they died. It did have high mortality, but that's a very few number of people and it does not appear to be going person to person. And that's what they're watching for and surveilling for. So I don't strike fear in anybody. I just, if you have backyard chickens and they're showing signs of pneumonia or dying suddenly, you know, it can take 24 to 48 hours and they can die, you know, certainly see your veterinarian. Don't just ignore it and find out if it's possibly bird flu. And because that helps protect all individuals and also helps protect the poultry population. We want to be careful. It can be spread by wild birds. It primarily goes chicken to chicken, turkey to turkey. Wild birds don't usually die from it. But it's not a human concern at this point, and that's good news. And if you cook the birds or you cook the eggs or, you know, milk is pasteurized, so we don't have to worry about buying milk in the supermarket because they're talking about some cows getting it, it kills it. So you don't have to worry about contracting it yourself.
Doc, always a pleasure. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
All right, you too. Take care, Larry.
Dr. Mike Hutchinson, go to katiecatradio.com. We have a link to animalgeneral.net. And you can also send your questions to the doc that way or check out his podcast at drmikehutchinson.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.